Hey, what's going on? It's the Film Drunk Frotcast, coming to you live from the Frot Quarters in San Francisco, California. It's going to be a fantastic show today. The return of Brett.
I feel really weird about this.
Everybody, he's back. He's back in the Frot studio.
I'll be your sweaty weirdo.
He will. We also, another in-studio guest that you may be used to not hearing for a while is Allison Stevenson.
Yeah.
And if you're somehow traveling back in time to listen to this retroactively while we're recording it, you can catch her tonight at the Mission Position.
Sure, that's Lost what's going to happen. Yeah.
Time travel is not endorsed by the podcast.
Okay. Is this live?
Yeah. Do you have any shows tomorrow or say the next day or even?
I don't know, man. No, I'm going back to LA soon, but I mean, I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know, dude. Maybe.
I like really don't know my life right now. I'll get like tagged in a Facebook thing like that I'll be on a show and I'm like, oh, I guess I'm on the show tonight. Like I really don't know what's going on right now.
Well, that's why Facebook's helpful.
Yeah, it really is.
That's why it's valued so highly by the stock market.
All of them. All six of the stock markets.
That's right.
They all say, hey, good job.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of weird because like it's not meant to be a tool that gets your life together. It's meant to be this tool that like kind of distracts you from life. But yeah. I like need Facebook.
You're using it incorrectly. They're just like, oh, yeah. We got to get her off of that. She is sorting things out and we cannot allow that.
I like need it to tell me what my day is going to be. Fucked up.
We got a great show, though. We're, you know, Allison saw Obvious Child. We could talk about that. Also, she always gets a lot of really fun messages on dating sites that she posts to Instagram. And it's like one of my favorite forms of entertainment. Laramie's going to come on later. He saw some Clint Eastwood movies and complained about them. Also, we're going to do a new segment that I like to call Laramie Reads Mean Comments About Laramie.
His pain is delicious.
Oh, he's so
you can really hear it in his voice, how much this hurts him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see him getting a lot of mean messages. But I guess
today he really pulled it out today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, usually people are like, "Oh, Laramie's great. He's so cute. You guys should have him on more because he's fun." Like last time, someone said we should have him on because he's funnier than we are. And then
I mean, to be fair,
yeah, no, I'm not saying they're wrong, but yeah. And then today he kicked the hornet's nest. He dared disparage some of Clint Eastwood's films.
Oh, I see.
Classics?
Yeah, right. Classics.
Oh.
That's pretty messed up.
I love it when people say that you can't insult, what's it, Sands of Iwo Jima? Letters from Iwo Jima.
Oh, God, that movie was awful.
It's terrible. It's like just 2.5 hours of gray suicide.
Wait, are we in trouble now? Is that the point? You're not supposed to do that?
Some people were like, I really liked Letters from Iwo Jima. It was one of my favorites of the year. It's like 92% on Rotten Tomatoes or something like that.
Why?
I love this thing where people, when a movie's about like a sad subject, they're like, well, the movie was sad just like the thing in real life was sad, and it made me miserable, and that was probably accurate to the real life experience.
Welcome to 90% of the world's problems, is people unable to distinguish the representation of the thing from the thing itself. Yeah. Like, oh, 9/11 could happen again because of you're not liking the 9/11 joke.
If the first one ever happened.
Yeah.
So, what, he was just pooping on World
Aren't
War II?
Aren't we all 9/11? No, they got some people got mad. We'll have them read those. It'll be good. What have you been up to? You've been in New York?
Oh, what haven't I been up to? Some things. Don't travel cross country with an infant and a cat.
Is that
in
a bad
car?
Is that bad times?
Yeah.
Who would ever have thought that would be not a good time?
You'd think that it's too early for him to be bored, and he likes the white noise and the vibration, so he's just out the whole time. That is not how it actually plays out.
Well, I would think that if he gets bored, the cat could entertain him.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, the cat's his real dad at this point. I just sort of throw him in a pen, and they take care of each other.
Well, was the cat in a cage?
It's a tube. We have a tube for the cat. It's like a poster tube? Yeah, they don't. There's like a process. You got to like twist it in like a corksrew. Because it's a small...
Like their penises are corks.
All right,
that's pigs. That's pigs and ducks.
Okay.
Cats have...
I've heard that about cats, though.
Cats have thorny dicks. They're like a rose...
As long as it traps a vagina and forces
and I think it, I think
a vagina to have sex with it.
It's a, it's like a mace with a spike.
I'm trying to do that with my pickup lines.
Your pickup lines are your spiny dick?
I try to make it, yeah, I try to be as much, I try to make myself as much like a cat's spiny dick as possible.
Your girl just, can't say no.
In posture or delivery?
I mean, I don't do it well, but that's the
I'm
goal.
A millionaire.
Have you met my rescue dog, Twitter, which I named after my invention?
That's fresh. That's some fresh material right there.
I want to leave, but I can't.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't do that.
We were in Austin last week.
Oh, we were in Austin. Is that us?
Yeah, you were there.
You and
too.
I?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that last week?
2 weeks ago, maybe? For Brendan's bachelor party?
It might have been last week.
And like hanging out with people from Texas is weird because the girls are all nice to you and you're like... Does this chick want to fuck me, or are people just actually nice to each other here? This is weird. I'm so confused.
Which
it's
was
very
it?
Confusing. It was the second one.
Yeah.
Turns out, I misread that situation. Again.
It's weird being here. I tried to take the subway over. I kept thinking I was getting on the subway, and then it turns out it takes an hour and a half to get anywhere in this fucking. I miss this gay ass bum dump of a city. I do. I was just riding in the taxi after my fucking delayed BART ride. Just, mm-hmm. You know what? For all of the god awfulness of this place, it's not all god awful.
Yeah. Well, you've been out in the East Bay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That bad?
I don't know. You gotta.
That's where I lived. I live in Oakland.
Oakland's not that bad. It's the exurbs that you gotta watch out your soul for. You gotta not let that soul just.
Brett, people in the suburbs, they're living life. They're the real America out there.
Yeah. Oh man, there's so much suburbs. You wouldn't think it. Just like you think it stops at like the East Bay, it just goes the fuck
on
till New York. The whole middle part is just all fucking Applebee's and. Oh,
I love Applebee's.
God damn it!
You should have invented what's Applebee's.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great app.
It's he's got quite the portfolio of awesome apps.
Mm-hmm.
He has that one that turns the literally into. Figuratively?
Really?
Yeah, it's just a plug-in that changes everyone's literally into figuratively.
Well, do you know the guy's name?
I don't. One of my buddies from work knows him.
Well.
Did you ever get that interview? No.
No, I forgot to email him after you sent me the thing.
Fucking, you're setting me up for introductions that I can't cash with my butt.
Well, you should try.
I do.
But it's not going to cash itself. We're going to get squirrely. We got like 4 or 5 beers sitting out on the table. That's a lot for us.
I came here drunk. That,
do you want to talk about the table? Is that a clever lead-in to describe your wonderful new
table?
We could.
Yeah, we have a new table for the broadcast. Usually we just have like a coffee table and everybody sits like on the couch and in chairs.
Yeah.
Now we're doing this thing. I'm going to Instagram this.
Yeah.
It kind of feels like a work conference table. I got a whole just... What would you call this? Like one of those picnic table things?
Oh, I can't. Okay, I'll keep it.
Brett's very camera shy. Not me, though. I'm posing.
Oh, no, it is blurry.
This is going to go on Allison's Instagram along with all of the creepy pickup lines that she gets from men on OkCupid and or other forms of dating sites. What is your favorite of those, by the way?
My favorite.
Your favorite? Are these just... These are all mostly just like...
How many are there now?
There's a lot.
9? Are there 9?
No, but they're like the guys.
Well, I've been doing this for years. Like
these are usually
fucking single.
These are usually
trolling
just
the deep web.
Yeah.
These are usually just like someone's icebreaker.
Yeah,
email,
it's always
right?
The initial. It's never. Rarely have I posted something where I've responded. Like. Yeah. All of it is initial contact. This is the first thing they say to me.
So what's their context? What do they see before they send this email? Like what?
Honestly, for the most part, because I was genuinely trying to date guys on it, and it, you know, it worked a little bit. So like I did have earnest, genuine profiles.
This isn't like a joke profile set up to trap these jackasses.
Now it kind of is. Now it's not though. Like it's still meant to be a deterrent. Like now all my profile says is I hate men. And I really thought.
So wait, have you since you've switched into the cynical profile? Have you gotten dates off of the like? Has it ended up getting anyone human?
No.
Just monsters?
Yeah. I did date this one guy off of Tinder for like 3 months.
With an actual profile?
With a real profile. Yeah. And he ended up like, it was weird. He like ended up being like really into like being a sex slave. So like we did that for a little bit.
You had the training. Like, you were like, I'm prepared for this. Yeah. I have the membership card.
And it was like, I didn't even know that I had all this anger built inside me. And then he just asked me to beat him up. And I was like,
no one cared who I was until I put on a diaper.
It really was like that. So,
I just pulled one up at random.
Oh, which one?
I just want you to do 3 things. 1, get down on all fours. 2, stick that ass out. 3, let me hit that pussy from the back.
Yeah.
It's all really just kind of like one. It's not, you don't need to break that into 3 steps.
Yeah, I know. You could kind of just.
Well, I'm trying to find
out. I was hoping there was going to be a twist between like 1 and 3.
I thought when he's like, get down on all fours, I thought it was going to be all numbers based. Like it's a fun little words with all the numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get how do you like fours. Stick your
2,
ass
let
out?
Let me stick it in your number 2. 3. I do a number 1 on you.
It starts back at 1. Yeah.
No, I mean, he like pees on you. Like he does a number 1.
Oh.
He does it number 1.
Yeah, because it's not number 2, it's P.
Oh, I thought it like looped.
That's really hot for a guy to not refer to his P as P. To just 1. Say like, I got to go number 1.
I want to go number 1 on you.
Can I 1 on you? I like here, yeah, it doesn't make sense because it's like once I'm on all fours, like my ass has to be out. I can't like stick my ass out after that.
Well, he wants extra.
And let me hit that pussy, like, with his hand. like high-five my pussy.
He just has, like, a kayak oar.
Because, you know, this is good because he's got to have 2 hands. He's got to have 1 as the lever and 1 as the fulcrum.
He's got, like, his paddleboard out. Look, this is a really complicated role play that I like to do.
Look, number 3 is difficult. There's a lot of sub-steps. We got to get this right or I'm not going to come.
Yeah, there's, like, 3A, 3B, 3C.
We call this one Lake Tahoe.
Yeah, I did not respond to that.
Shocking. Yeah, it's funny. Like, I'm on some dating sites, and I occasionally...
Do any women ever creepily message you?
Some not creepily.
Oh,
there's nothing like this. Like there's like what girls do is they'll talk to you for a while and then you're like, hey, we're gonna go out on this day at this time and everybody and we're like, okay, cool, I like, can't wait, blah, blah blah. And then like 20 minutes before they're like, oh my god, I had all this stuff happen at work and I can't go and blah blah blah.
That's oh that. Shit!
No, why? No, like okay. I want to put your nuts in a reusable shopping bag and just bang on them with a hammer.
No,
none of that.
No.
Oh,
that would be something because that would just keep that would make me less bored than I am. I'm really.
It is boring.
So boring.
It is very boring. God. It almost makes you want to meet people in real life. But then you realize how shitty that is.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Yeah. It all sucks.
Yeah. So what do you got? What do you got? You got any favorites?
Yeah.
Whatever you the opposite of.
I like this one. For me, this was really funny. But on Father's Day, someone messaged me, "Happy Father's Day, Allison."
That's not bad.
Save.
I was like, "Why are you doing this to me?" Like, I have no. Here's oh one. Yeah, no. This is my favorite. Actually,
will you be my lady, Dad?
It's like you don't even know my relationship with my dad. Okay, here, yeah, this is, I get a lot of these where it's like on Tinder, like I'll match with them because I just swipe yes to every guy to get funny messages.
Tinder's location, the location one.
Yeah.
It's yeah.
Oh, married people.
You have no idea.
I miss this whole era, and
it's
I feel
the
really
GPS
left out.
One? Yeah,
this is on your phone, right?
It is. This guy on June 16th at 7:30 in the morning wrote, "Good morning." And then same day, June 16th at 10:45 a.m. said, "Sup, punk? You can't speak?" And then after that wrote, "Fuck you then."
I think that's when negging goes wrong.
He did not even give me 3 hours to respond at 7:30 in the morning. Fuck
you, like middle of brunch, he's flipping out. Just so how many people do you think he did that to that that 3 hour span, just hoping for someone to reply and then getting angry at each and every one of them. Just a dozen human beings this guy has never met, will never know, super pissed off at them for not immediately banging him.
Sup, punk?
Fuck you, stranger.
It's like, even if I couldn't speak, I could still type.
I like these ones, the really mundane ones, because these ones I kind of identify with, where the person's like good-hearted and they mean well, but they're just kind of dumb. Like this one is just, hey, how goes it? I'm Robert, and I just got out of work, haha. Yeah.
I kind of felt like a bitch for posting that one. Like, I put it on Instagram, and I was like, LOL.
Oh, poor Robert had no idea what he walked into. He is just fodder for the bear trap.
And that's
ha ha.
See, like I don't get the ones where it's like I want to pee on you, but I get those ones where it's just like someone who's like happy and they're nice, but you're like, this is no.
That's just why.
Yeah. Like, did you not read this after you wrote it? Like, did you not think about it for just 2 seconds?
Like, what was at all funny about saying you got out of work? Like, yeah. It almost is like something funny happened, but he forgot to type about it. Like, this crazy thing happened when I got out of work.
Left on the cutting room floor.
It's a rare skill that can convey nervous laughter through text. And that is like, working. I go to a job.
There's so many times when I'm halfway between thinking my normal way of writing, which is like blah 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 period, blah 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 period, but then like I have to try and compensate for what other people text, like where everything has like a exclamation point or a happy face at the end.
Oh yeah.
And every once in a while, if I go back and forth, I'm like, should I do the happy face? Or would I actually like to marry someone who would make fun of me for typing like a happy face?
You're pretending to be a person.
Yeah, yeah. How do the human emote?
This is another good one I like. This guy just wrote, are you Arab?
What's the right answer, do you think?
I don't know. That's the thing. It's either he could be like really into Middle Eastern chicks.
It's not I'm a Jew, I'll tell you that. That's the wrong answer.
Oh, it was the letters. Are you?
It's R U and then Arab. Not even a question mark.
That's I like his efficiency. Like, he really needs to know this now. Like,
are you?
Three it's letter words. To some no thanks.
People, you know, people that hate Jews mostly.
Why are these mics so sticky,
bro? You don't want to know. I did have a nice, before we get into Obvious Child, which I do want you to talk about for like very briefly if you can.
But
there was this great clip on Cron 4, which is the local news station here, where one of their segments, and I love local news because they always have, it's like if you just have nothing to do and you're trying to think up some news stories in your day. And there's not a lot going on locally a lot of the time. And so one of the things they do, they have a segment that's just called People Behaving Badly, where they go and they take the camera out and they like film a road and then they wait for people to like do bad things.
So it's entrapment.
Like jaywalking or something?
Yeah. So
here's Stanley Roberts, who found some people behaving badly.
Watching a driver stop right smack in the middle of Highway 101 at the Golden Gate Bridge.
And it's just like a perfect mix of the obnoxious moral outrage of the reporter guy and then... Well, you'll hear.
Not something one
I hate his enunciation. Like, I can't even get past
that. He's so smug about
everything. You'll never believe what happened next.
I kind of feel bad for everybody that's trying to be like local radio, local news kind of guy, because they all have that same fake voice. I don't think you're allowed to do it unless you do that, but it also makes you sound like an idiot.
Is it the Jeopardy crowd? Is local news have a future? Or are these people just going to slowly like mummify?
I don't know.
Just with their...
I could see it going that route.
I just don't know. I don't know anyone who's ever of our age, and we're like the last possible people that could watch local news. I don't know anybody that watches local news.
I watched it yesterday
get these clips
to get an overview of current events for Trivia Night, which we won, by the way, no big deal.
Don't you put it on? Aren't you the MC of Trivia Night? You can't win it.
No, I got fired from that, but I might get rehired. Long story. Anyway. But it was kind of pleasing. I didn't totally mind it.
Really?
It was like there's certain local stories that there's no way I would ever hear about unless I was watching that.
Interesting.
Or, I don't know.
You saw when I got the actual clip of the pass out game. Like that's my the culmination of my life's work, which is so the fake local news story that we always go to as like the default when we're making fun of them is that it's called the pass out game and you'll never believe what
your kids could be doing.
Yeah. And then so I was watching TV and that actual like word for word clip came on and I'm screaming at the top of my lungs and my wife is like, what is going on? I'm like, it's the best day of my life is what's going on.
Oh my God. Wait, what is that game?
You don't know the pass out game?
You make yourself pass out.
Look, hey, it's I don't really want to alarm you, but your kids could be doing it.
My kids?
You hyperventilate, and then you put your palms over your carotid arteries, and you press, and then you pass out, and your head hits whatever's around you.
We would just try to make our face purple, or like we go, hey, you see my new tan?
Or you try and pull out of it? You try and pull out of the nose
dive? Like autoerotic asphyxiation, but without the orgasm?
Yes.
You say, hey, have you seen my new tan? And then you duck your head between your legs, and you like force the blood into your face, and then you hold your...
That's not the pass out game.
Well, then you pass out afterwards.
Yeah, but it's not the game.
Okay, whatever.
The game is, so you do it in class, right? Because maybe you're watching something boring and you're like, man, I wish I were conscious. And so you, and then you press on your veins and then the blood stops going to your head and then you hit your head and you bleed and then everyone looks at you because you're passed out.
Oh, shit. Sounds like a fun game.
Sick.
Anyway, this is Ron What's-His-Face on Channel Schmerzmer.
If you hang out at the Golden Gate Bridge Toll Plaza in San Francisco long enough, there are a few things you might not expect to see. Like this motorcyclist missing his exit and going down the wrong way instead. Now, normally that story would end here, except...
Why'd you get off your bike and come way over here for?
He ran 50 yards across two lanes of traffic to ask, why am I filming him?
I'm a Channel 4. You just went down the wrong road there.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't stop fast enough.
He apparently didn't like my answer.
Why are you coming over here?
Because you're filming me.
Sir. Go back to where you were, please.
Let me see some ID.
Now, I'm not required to show ID, but to defuse the situation, I did.
I don't know you.
Yeah, like, I'm sure he's really trying to defuse the situation.
What? I hate everything about this. There's no winners here.
I know.
That doesn't matter if you don't know.
So don't stick your camera in people's faces,
man. You came to me.
Yeah, because you're sticking a camera in my face.
Before. You came to me.
All right.
Wow.
As he's walking away, he decides he's not finished with me yet.
Because it's rude when you stick camera in people's faces without their authorization, you punk-ass inconsiderate mother...
Right, have a good day, sir.
Go yourself.
I'll try, but it might be kind of hard.
Well, get your boyfriend to do it for you.
Now, it's important to note that for every action, there is a reaction. The reaction is the motorcyclist's rant was being watched by another camera, the one in this building. So the Golden Gate Bridge Patrol quickly caught up with him, who in turn called the California Highway Patrol, who after watching the video, the driver was issued a ticket for...
Coming down on the on-ramp, because it has an exit, okay? No insurance, okay? He's driving on a suspended license, okay? And also we're impounding your motorcycle for 30 days.
The moral of this story, if you're already riding dirty, it might be a good idea to follow the rules of the road.
Is he just like trying to put people to sleep with his cadence?
And just the smug satisfaction of narking on...
Oh, he's so smug.
If you're riding dirty.
So you're smug. There's another 20 seconds of him just spiking the football too.
God, can we not? Can we
so just... I guess it really doesn't matter. Now does it? Just think, had he kept his helmet on and rolled away, he would only be a brief mention in this People Behaving Badly segment.
Send you all the bail.
But instead, he has to walk home.
Damn. And I didn't like the motorcycle. There's no
no
likable
one
characters.
Wins in this.
No
likable
all...
characters.
No.
I would not pick this up for a second season.
I agree.
The internet loves it, but I just don't see how this is going to make us any money.
Damn. Why does he talk like that? What is going on?
Then he came and he tried to say to me that I was the gay, and I said, "No, sir, you are." And he ended up in handcuffs.
I like how you are. It's going to be hard to fuck myself. Like, no, it's not.
Super easy.
What are you talking about?
Actually, I can't fuck myself. Yeah.
What if he has no hands?
Oh.
And we don't know that.
He's got doorknobs.
Does that work?
I've heard. I don't know. Depends what you're trying. If you're trying to open them or not.
Actually, I could see it working. I mean, might feel better, actually.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's always that last vowel drag that does it. Fuck local news. There's nothing useful. I do not believe you. What's a segment you watched that was like, oh, that's informative. Thank you, local news.
It was about a bike path that they were putting in on Polk.
Damn, you're like team local news, dude.
No, I am captain of making fun of local news. I'm just saying I got a couple things out of it that I might not have otherwise.
All right, a bike path.
On Polk?
Yeah.
Is it like a separate lane?
Yep.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
Yep. And I ride my bike, so it was relevant to these interests. Hey, what's up? My name is Willie, and I'm 20, and I believe age is nothing but a number, and that it depends on the maturity level and the connection. I think you're very beautiful. We should get to know each other and see where things go.
Yeah, come on, Thanks, Willie.
You didn't text Willie back? What the shit?
No.
It's just a number.
Age is just a
like
number.
Like number one.
But it's also
I
your
want you
age.
Down on all fours.
It's a number that is how many years old you are, so no thank you.
Hey, why do you hate me? Are you a lesbian?
Oh, yeah, I've been getting some really good ones ever since I said I hate men.
Do you hate men in a why can't I find a good husband way or like a riot girl smash the patriarchy way? Please say the latter.
It is the latter.
He doesn't seem that bad.
Yeah, well.
But why you can't be like a feminist ally and then be like, or is it just because you can't find a good husband?
Are you that kind of lesbian feminist?
Maybe your vagina's just broken. You can't find love in there.
Actually, my favorite is now on Tinder, you can do like the Snapchat sort of thing where you send like a picture and it's called a moment.
Oh, yeah.
And I got one. This is my favorite one. I've gotten a few of them and they're all really lame.
Enjoy this butt moment.
No, one of the first one I got
from
is just
Mystic
this guy.
Shot.
All he wrote was, I need $5.
What's with the period at the end?
I don't know. It's a sentence.
She's got a point. It's got a subject and a predicate.
He needs $5.
Where do you send it?
It's just like out in there to all your matches. It's like a Snapchat.
It in your phone, you just like roll it up in a little tube. Like a cat in a car. You just
here, I can do a live moment right now.
Do it. Send it to him.
Yeah, uh-oh. Here we go. Oh shit! Wait, it's in my mind.
You guys, this is good. This is great audio.
Here, it's gonna be a view.
I did.
He's making. He's got like fingers.
I'm gonna, what do you call these? The shaka hands.
I don't know what that is.
I'm gonna write something.
Hang loose.
You hang loose.
I worked for a guy one
time. Got really weird fingers.
I just long thumbs.
No, they're all kind of weird.
Anyway.
Sick burn.
Oh man. Oh,
brutal moment, guy.
Damn, dude, all my
send
Tinder
to
matches
all
are gonna see that.
All right, good time.
Oh, I love the internet.
Yeah, I think it's funny.
Other message. You're a stupid whore. Then 10 minutes later, sorry, I didn't mean that.
Do they not understand how it works? Is there like a lack of maybe their grandchild got them on this and they're just.
They're like 20 years old.
One just says, I love chicks with hairy armpits, urban.
Yeah. That's another thing that I thought would be a deterrent is to write that I have hairy armpits.
Yeah.
Which I don't even anymore, but I did for a while. And I thought dudes wouldn't be into that. And then like I got a lot of messages from guys that are like, oh, I'm into that.
Yeah, yeah, I remember Jessica Seal talking, doing a stand-up bit about how she keeps her armpits hairy because it's like keeps the creeps away. And I'm like, you've got that completely backwards, actually.
Different kind of creep.
It invites a whole new school. Yeah. It's like, God, I'm just man-pleasing all the time, aren't I? Can't help it.
There's
nothing I could do to get a guy to not want to have sex with me.
Yep. The best thing to hope for is to, aim it at the
Oh, this
the
is a good one,
weird.
Too. Sorry.
No, go for it.
I know you're not, but you look strangely Asian in your first pick.
I was actually going to read that.
Oh, man, that's rough. When they're
strangely Asian.
If we could just Asian you up a little bit, I'd be a lot more hard right
Asian
now.
Asian woman, strangely Asian woman.
What with your nostrils?
She's giving you a squint eye. Just making you looking at the sun. Strangely.
Well, how is that? Like, if you were trying to trick someone into coming over, how is that going to help? Like, is that just anything? Are people so immune to normal? Like, if he, what's the goal there in their small mind?
In their mind,
what is the next step? To that
they want me to respond like, oh, huh, good point. Yeah. Let's have sex.
Like a huh with a question mark on it is the
never
only...
thought of it that way.
Yeah,
I am strangely Asian. Maybe I am Arab. Never thought about it before.
You've opened my eyes to so many things already. Let's run away and be free spirits.
Huh. What, doggy style sex? I don't think I've ever done that. Maybe I'll give that a try. You want to bend me over, huh?
Intriguing.
What kind of sex is that?
Okay, we have a question from the Fraud Nation. Dear Boners, I was talking with my girlfriend about some who cares bathroom story when she casually mentioned that when she shits, she never pees at the same time. I was incredibly confused, and after polling all the women I know who would answer, found out that most of them could poop without peeing at all. I asked my guy friends, and they all agreed that, yeah, you pee at least a little when you poop, except for a few of them, of whom I'm now deeply suspicious. I don't think I've ever once in my life shit with such anatomical precision, so I wanted to bring it to your attention. My apologies if it's been discussed before.
I'm a little surprised it hasn't, but... We so talked about dogs. Dogs can poop without peeing, and that melts my brain.
That's true. Is that a thing that girls can do? Can you poop without peeing?
I don't know. I know I can't.
I've tried. I've specifically tried.
You've tried.
Yes.
Well, our junk's all tied up because we got the prostate.
Oh.
Like, the pressure is just going to fire it all off. I don't know if that's male only.
I think I usually pee and poop. Like, it usually pee comes out. But I think I can recall moments where I haven't peed at all.
I mean, I can, like...
Just drink more water. You're probably dehydrated.
Yeah, I could just be really dehydrated. Yeah, I don't know.
You're like 8 glasses a day.
No, I tried to take an aqua dump. Have you ever taken one of those, like a river dump?
God.
You going to tell me what that is? Are you pooping in your pants?
No.
In the water?
No, you're just in the water. It's kind of like poop in your pants because the water's all around you and you just sort of poop in the water.
Like in a river?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why aren't you wearing pants?
Because you're pooping. Why would you wear pants when you poop?
Is it like you're camping?
Yeah, I was out on a lake and there was no bathrooms around.
I don't think you want to poop in the water.
And pooping in the water seemed like a better option than wiping with
leaves. No, because then the poop floats up
something.
And you're just sitting in your poop. It's not going to, like, there's no current. It's not going to carry the poop. You're just going to be floating in poop.
Yeah, do people just see like a floating poop?
I mean,
it's an awful idea.
If they're swimming right by my butt. But
you're
water,
swimming right by your butt. Well, you're very close to your butt in the water where you're pooping.
You but the poop goes away.
You make it
so
go
did you
away.
Take off your pants so you wouldn't get them dirty when you decided to poop on yourself in the water?
I think I did this thing where I like, you know, I had them up in the front and then I pulled them down in the back so I could
poop. Yeah, you wouldn't want to get poop on them.
Yeah, right. And so then I tried to see if I could poop without peeing and I couldn't.
In the water.
Yeah, in the water.
Man.
But then the water was right there.
Were you scared you'd get pee on you?
Well, I did get pee on me.
And so. Poop.
Yeah, peeing is cool. I think peeing is fine. But pooping?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
You know, that's not...
Well, I wasn't trying to get poop on me.
You're not going to have a choice. You're in the water with your poop. You're
wait, was it successful?
No, you poop with it. Like, you aim your butt downstream.
Mm.
And then the poop goes away.
I don't know.
You can't have diarrhea.
I don't know if that works.
Oh. Yeah.
I would just not poop. I would just hold it in.
You know, there's sometimes when that is
I just
not,
don't poop. That's my solution. I just stop pooping.
Forever.
That's not...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys...
When's the last time you pooped?
So I pooped this morning, but ever since I started traveling, I haven't recovered from not pooping. So I was like little rolls of quarters come out.
Ooh.
It's like clang. There's just one.
That's not good.
It's awful.
That's a problem.
My life is awful now. It is amazing the difference between pooping and not pooping will make on your day-to-day activities.
Yeah.
Everything is terrible forever.
It's true.
Because of my butt.
So, Allison,
yeah,
tell us about Obvious Child.
Oh, I liked it.
I have this weird attraction to Jenny Slate's voice for some reason.
I could see that.
She's like
she's very Jewish.
She's like a strangely attractive voice.
Yeah.
What's Obvious Child and who's Jenny?
Jenny Slate is in this movie called Obvious Child, okay. and she has an abortion baby, and she plays a female stand-up comedian.
She saves the baby?
No, she has an abortion.
She aborts the shit out of it.
Okay. So it's not a baby.
It's
no.
It's an abortion rom-com.
Okay. Is that the abortion happened early or is that the punchline? Because that's a little dark.
Like, it's like she gets pregnant in the beginning of the movie, like near the beginning. And then like the rest of the movie is like she like plans her abortion.
Okay.
And then it's just like counting down the days to her abortion.
Okay. So it's like Knocked Up, but an abortion.
But backwards.
Like
yeah. 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 Gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I thought it was good. I liked it. It was like, I don't know. I can't tell. I don't know what people who aren't comedians are going to think about it. Like, I think it's a very, like, if
comedy
you're a comedian,
centric.
This is your life a little bit. But also, it was like a rom-com. Like, there was, like, a love interest.
Yeah, cliches
and
tropes and shit.
Yeah, there was, like, it was very cliche in a lot of ways. But
and the whole ad campaign is like, ooh, we're reinventing the rom-com.
I don't think it really did that. Mm. Except for the abortion thing. Like, that was, I guess, pretty, you know, different, because usually in those kind of movies it's like, oh, I'm gonna have it,
yeah,
but I'll give it up for adoption or whatever.
You know what I hate is like every time there's someone who's barren in a comedy or pretty much any movie, anytime there's some woman who can't have kids for some reason, the solution to her not being able to have kids is that some random thing happens and she randomly gets pregnant before the end of the movie. Have you noticed that? Like every single movie, like even Baby Mama.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, I have a T-shaped uterus or something like that. And then surprise, she's pregnant before the end of the movie.
Yeah. Why can't it just be like, maybe I don't want kids.
Yeah. Or maybe I can't actually have kids because that's true for some people.
Yeah, like, that's a thing that happens and you can live with.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's very strange.
A survivable condition. Yeah. I hadn't noticed that. Is that a lot of...
like? Yeah, I can't think of a movie where someone starts out barren and it's a plot point where she doesn't end up having a child before the end of the movie.
I mean, there are like, I don't know, maybe it's more TV shows, but like adoption type.
Yeah.
Where it's like, we're the adopted kids.
Yeah.
In this family.
I don't want to like disenfranchise anyone, but movies are bullshit.
People say we're not their kids.
Yeah, it worked out well.
Sorry, what are you saying?
I don't know. I learned a lot about sex and how your junk works from TV. Mm-hmm. You don't ever want to do that. You don't want to learn anything from TV. TV is... I thought for the longest time that if I didn't take drugs, that some villain from MacGyver would cut off my thumbs.
Yeah,
that's not how drugs work.
The 80s and early 90s, there's a lot of like people forcing you to
you
do
got,
drugs.
Like, yeah,
that, or being a gang. Like, yeah. You're not in a gang or you don't do drugs.
It's just like,
beat you up.
It's like Ronald Reagan's just beaming himself through my TV. That's not how dicks work. They don't work like Ronald Reagan. Mm-hmm. You can take drugs. You can take a lot of drugs.
Late 80s was all devil worshippers, people forcing you to do drugs and people
smoking,
making you join gangs.
Smoking Dungeons and Dragons and getting all high and joining Colombia cartels.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what happened with that.
Was that not your childhood? Because that was totally my childhood.
A little bit. Now it was more like getting shot with a BB gun by cholos in the outfield of Little League. That was my childhood.
What'd you play?
No, I was playing infield actually. Other people got shot by BB guns in the outfield.
Were these like same age cholos or like
older? Yeah, probably a little of both.
They're just shooting little kids with BB guns.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Yeah, sometimes you throw rocks. Sometimes you set things on fire.
That's more cruel to me than like a gangbang.
Like, yeah.
You'd rather they murdered him?
It's just like, why? You're just going to a Little League game to shoot little kids with BB guns?
Well, there was
To be fair, Vince's friends were a bunch of wieners.
No, these are not my friends. Okay, first of all, there was the housing... what do you call those? The public housing complex that was behind the Little League home run fence, like behind the field. Right. There was like the housing projects, basically. All so there's a lot of kids with not a lot to do and maybe some BB guns.
Yeah.
I also was a lifeguard at the city pool where we had the high dive and people in the houses behind the city pool would shoot people with BB guns while they're on the high dive.
That is delightfully dangerous.
I just like thinking your whole life, people have been shooting you with BB guns.
You live in constant fear of lead pellet.
There's a lot of Royal Tannenbaum's esque existence.
Oh,
you know what? You know, you grow up. You grow up fast, and you learn to shoot. You learn to shoot people with pellets.
You learn thinking that shooting people won't kill them.
That's safe.
And it, well, you know, it's that is true.
Yeah.
But then you
except for that one dude, Dave. He died.
Oh fuck!
No, I'm just kidding. But, I mean, I'm sure there was one guy that died.
Like it got in his mouth and he swallowed it, yeah, and like something. Ripped through his organs or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're lead. They're lead pellets.
Well, not pellets. I'm talking about BBs. BBs are made out of brass or some shit. It's yellow.
We used to melt them to make improvised explosives.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that's safe.
Yeah.
Didn't you also tell me about the guy who made his assault rifle fully auto, but he couldn't...
Same guy.
Yeah, he couldn't get it to yeah, stop.
Yeah. He like filed the firing pin down too much or something, uh-huh. Whatever you do. So he was in video production with him in high school. And so like 80% of the videos he turned in were just him out in some junkyard just unloading this AR-15 into kegs.
Yeah.
And like it didn't matter what the project brief was. Like, hey, shoot something in Dogma 95. It's just him unloading an AR-15 into a keg.
Oh my God.
This here's my shooting car.
It worked out well for him.
Yeah, there was a guy, this was pre-Columbine, of course, but there was a guy in my video productions class whose every video project, he wouldn't even shoot stuff. He would just like cut together people like getting their head blown off or like...
Yeah, there's always that one guy.
Every sort of violent movie act,
yeah.
It was just, you know, a half hour of...
Dude, this that's like people get paid for that now. Yeah, like that's like a legit...
But it's easier to do now. Back in the day, you had to like... Stop yeah. and play VHS. Yeah. Like, that's a serious...
You had to know already, like, what... You couldn't search, like, scenes mm-hmm. where a guy yeah, gets
yeah.
his head chopped off or whatever.
He's probably got, like, a logbook somewhere mm-hmm. from high school. Yeah, it's a lot of weirdos.
My friend Evan, who used to work for Draft House, was talking about he borrowed, like, some sort of external hard drive from a roommate. Not knowing much about this guy, and he finds he just, you know, it's like my folder.
Yeah,
every guy's got that one folder that's
system
like, tax information, you know, and then it's full of porn
assorted numbers.
So apparently, this guy's fetish was that he liked anything where there was a woman who rapidly increased in size.
Or oh
like
yeah, yeah,
burst
yeah.
out of her clothes yeah, yeah, yep. or like
yeah, gigantism.
But it was like he said it was like 3 or 4 hours. Of just like the ultimate supercut of, you know, She-Hulk or the 50-foot woman. And it was
oh,
like,
from regular shows.
From regular
not
shows,
porny shows.
From commercials, like commercials where like someone
anime.
Like, yeah, like everything.
Oh,
and
he was awesome.
Like, and he's like, man, this just the idea that someone's fetish was so specific that they could, like anytime there was a commercial or anything. And that happens.
That's
know.
Cool, man.
Here's something.
It's
I
cool
like
that he's
that.
Got interests.
I think fetishes yeah. are so cool. Here's, like I yeah, kind of yeah. wish I had one.
I've been watching a lot of porn from a very young age, and so at this point, I'm almost like a meta pervert where I could have jerked off to that only because that was his weirdo-ness.
Uh-huh.
Like if it were just by itself, not so much. But the fact that that was someone's weirdness. I could probably jerk off to.
Okay.
Like, not a
you could,
particular
you could
fetish.
Jack off to him jacking off to women exploding?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Interesting. Because that's you how, know that's it's how, turning someone on.
That,
it, like,
this,
turns
this
you on.
This is a thing that
that's
exists.
Your fetish, dude.
Yeah. It's like Sting? A meta fetish.
I don't really listen to his music, but yeah. the fact that he's making it, I respect that.
I could jerk off to Sting jerking off for an hour and a half.
It
not
would take
actually
him a
watching
long
him.
Time.
Yeah, yeah.
He's all tantric.
Thinking about it.
Dude, just him putting on the lotion, it's like a half hour right there.
Gross, he doesn't use lotion.
Yeah, he does. He's tantric.
No, come on. Oh,
you're going to start a forest fire if you try to tantric masturbate with no lotion. Tantric.
Oh, and he's got the little badge. He's got the little badge for like a dick fire on his little sash.
Stop the dick fire.
Oh, I'm already engorged. See? This is.
Yeah, I see.
I am a monster.
All right, we got Laramie ready to go.
Oh,
so
cool.
I'm going to get his ass on.
I would
by the
be,
way, obvious child. Everybody says I look like the dude in that, and I think he's got way more like he's got like floppy Anglo hair that I don't.
I mean,
have.
You think that's your defining feature? You
he's
think
got
people?
Big, he's got big like cheekbones and yeah. big facial features, yeah. which I
see could
that,
see it a little bit. Yeah, I wouldn't. I that's yeah, a little bit.
Yeah,
you guys have different hair though.
I would take his chin and hair. I'll tell you that.
What do you think Laramie jerks off to? It's got to be nightmarish.
I don't know, man. Like Bell's palsy porn?
Like just bells ringing?
Yeah.
Just the Liberty Bell just jerking up.
Just like watching the local news.
Oh, God, it'll never be whole.
Hey.
I had Bell's palsy, you guys. So.
Someone knew that about you and used it against you today, I noticed.
Was it you just now?
And you know what? All the palsy survivors now need to come to my aid.
I know. Where are they?
Half of them, at least.
Oh, we've been. Don't be two-faced about this. We'd be. You guys are non-palsy privileged, and so you don't care in your ivory tower. But
non-palsy priv, they say on the internet on
you
Tumblr.
You have to ring your bell if you want them to come. You have to ring your bells.
That's not for whom the bell tolls.
I mean, I wear my droopy freaking armband to signify it for awareness.
Oh yeah, no, you do. Black eye, black under one eye, like Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
I wear a drool armband.
Is that why she did that? She had Bell's palsy.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that was
that's what Waterfalls was about.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. Oh, that could be.
Go chasing waterfalls. Is hell on the one side of my face is paralyzed. You know that you wanna drink some water, but it's coming dribbling down.
Oh yeah, okay, I got you. It's good. I didn't like get the connection, tonight. But that's good. That's real good. That's great A stuff.
Hey, Laramie, how are you?
Hey, Vince.
Hey,
I'm doing okay.
Wow. So, some people took exception. To your opinions. You had some opinions, you know, you had some hot takes on Clint Eastwood, which I agreed with.
Yeah.
Why don't you give us a little bit of background?
Oh, well, so you called me on the Vince phone.
That's right.
Which is a small banana that you pick from your plantation.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, hey, why don't you do something on Clint Eastwood's movies? Because it's Clint Eastwood movie coming out, which is the kind of hard-hitting editorial you bring, you know?
That's right, yeah.
What? You're just wandering through your newsroom, and you're like, well, a movie's coming out this week. What if we write about the director of that movie?
I was looking at my watch as I said that. I was looking at my watch, and there was a big chalkboard that said Eastwood on it.
You got the fedora with
any
the number in it.
Any second now.
You got, like, the 7 in your fedora.
Yeah.
You're sitting there scratching your head, eating a Cheeto, and you're like, what should we write about this week?
Emergency meeting in the bullpen.
Found that Cheeto one with belly button. Didn't know what
and that was the whole of some of the idea. I think you just said, like, Eastwood. And so I said back, why don't I write something about it? Like, the last decade's been really horrible because I've hated all his movies. And you said something like, cool, you could even use, like, video that showed they're only doing one take.
No, I said, like, the scenes that are most obviously done shot in one take.
That'd have been really hard to find, so I didn't do that.
That's true.
But what I did do is write up the last decade of his work, which has been pretty bad. Mm-hmm. And then I gave a little explanation why I thought it was bad. And I included some words from the script, which pointed out the badness. And I prefaced it by saying I thought Clint was very impressive overall. And I ended it by saying I think Clint in the future might make a good movie with American Sniper. And then all hell broke loose.
That's his new movie, is American Sniper?
Yeah, based on the book.
I will American say, I think Sniper.
This is Jersey Boys.
Shitty.
Jersey Boys is Clint Eastwood?
Yeah.
Sherry, baby. The play is Clint Eastwood?
No, the movie is.
Oh, that's his new one.
Yeah, and they got the main guy from the play to be the main guy in the movie, which is rare.
I love palsy baby.
With his half a face, I love you, baby.
The Misfits are in the...
So not very good?
Dude, I'll buy you a ticket and some popcorn if you want to go.
No, I don't want to.
Here are the two types of scenes that happen in Jersey Boys. Either full-on four-minute songs of the greatest hits of the four seasons, or it's a scene that goes a little like this. Tommy, what's wrong with you today? I can't get any respect from you? It's nothing, Tommy. I'm just doing my thing. Tommy, I told you not to do that. What are you talking about? We got to go out there and sing. I can't sing. Because of you. Because of me, why? Well, you went to prison. Well, I would be... Every fucking scene is like that. Every scene.
Where are they from?
Fucking Jersey.
What gender?
What gender?
They're she-males.
What are their names?
Tommy is definitely one of them. And so they have the. You've seen the trailer, right?
Yeah.
Where they go, if you think you dump him after that, you don't know Jersey, right?
Yeah.
And you're sitting in the audience like, yeah, I don't know Jersey. I don't want to know Jersey. I'll never go there again. I've been there once.
It's a willful blind spot.
Yeah. But then, like, 4 minutes
it's
after that scene.
It's second to last on my list in front of Long Island.
Right after that scene, he dumped him.
He what? He does dump
like,
him?
Yeah, he gets rid of him, like, after that scene.
It's like Dreamgirls.
It's like a really shitty version of Dreamgirls.
Okay.
If that's even possible.
So I won't go see that. I saw The Rover.
I don't care. I'm doing the comments now, right?
Yeah, all right. Yeah. So.
Fuck, man.
This segment.
You know he has a table?
I do have a table.
Hot takes.
So this segment is called Laramie Reads Mean Comments About Laramie.
You gotta wait till after he reads.
All right, yeah. Sorry. I've been drinking.
The first one from a gentleman named Pug Iron.
No, not yet.
More proof that the failed wannabe filmmakers turned critics that populate the internet hate success.
Damn.
Hey.
Okay, so I love Pug Iron because he is a parody of a commenter. On the back end, I can click on like every comment that the guy's ever done, and everything that he's ever commented, it falls into three categories. One, you suck because you're gay. Two, this chick's not even hot, bro. I don't know what you guys are talking about. Or three, you're just jealous, bro.
What?
Those are all really good.
What kind of life is that?
I'll just read you some. I'm plugging in right now.
Is this his? This his perversion? Is this what he gets off on? Like, because if he's not getting pleasure out of this, maybe it's time to.
I'm sort of fascinated just because I get this very like vivid picture of what his life.
Maybe
must
it's
be
time
like.
To tie the final knot. You know.
So
I like him.
In
my last writer's room post.
Masochist.
In my last writer's room post.
I have a question about that post real quick.
Sorry, go ahead.
I know that I'm a writer.
Uh-huh.
And I've been in that room before. I'm not sure why I wasn't invited this time.
I forgot, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good job. But you didn't forget to sign me fucking Clint Eastwood Bullet Train.
Sorry. I'll remember you next time.
Where's the room?
So Pug Iron's comment on Deal Breaker movies
is... It's not
a
real room.
Oh.
Is, Raffle, every guy who wrote for this article is more in the closet than a shoe rack. The girls were at least funny, but the guys were just the same pitiful failed film students that could never make their own movies, so just complain about everyone else's taste.
I'm seeing a pattern already. There's only two down, and I think this
so
might
he gets
be an
it.
MO.
Does he kind of get the party started? Is that what his...
I think so. Okay. In Florida, woman arrested for shooting missile into car, blah, blah, blah. His comment is, pretty sure her face is a war crime. Something about soccer. I can't call soccer football. I'm straight.
This guy seems fun.
Something about Lupita Nyong'o. People named her best-looking woman. They named Julia Roberts best-looking woman multiple times. All lies.
I think this guy's probably super handsome, fun at parties, and just like, you know, just a great guy all around.
It's either that or he's the worst person ever to exist.
Yeah, he should probably kill himself.
But you're saying it's a parody account. It sounds like he's legit.
Oh, yeah. No, he's an accidental parody.
Oh, he doesn't even intend. He's not even on purpose.
Not intentional. He's just that guy.
And then I don't think that's a parody. I don't think that's what a parody means.
Oh, he's accidental.
Yeah.
Okay. So
no wonder you're like 22 jump street. Jesus.
What'd you do to him?
Sorry. On the post about Kate Upton talking about her butt, looks like what Kate Upton actually said was "pass the gravy."
Is she fat or something? Is that the joke?
Like, what's the... Do I really want to understand what makes a person post that comment?
Something about... On a Katy Perry post. I guess this is for fans of talentless fat chicks.
Like...
Yeah, Katy... Fuck that guy.
I mean, what do you do with a person? This person exists.
Uprocks is almost entirely hipster articles now. Going downhill fast.
I mean, do you dissect them? Do you see what went wrong chemically? Do you just like...
No, you just throw them in a volcano. And
you just... tie them up somewhere. Hope for the best.
You throw them in a volcano.
Tie them up and hope for bears.
You put him in a room full of really hot women and see what happens. Yeah. If he really calls Katy Perry fat in
a room.
I mean,
no one who says...
And doesn't
like,
try to have sex with her.
No one who says things like this to people who don't care what they say has real value as a human.
No.
Like, I mean, that's maybe...
He's hurting, though. I think he's hurting.
Yeah.
He's hurting deep down.
Yeah. And deep maybe that's for the best.
It's like the internet can be so stupid like that. We're like,
yeah.
These fucking dudes, like,
people, who's the target audience for this?
But it'll really get to you, though, as the writer. Like, I'll get the shittiest comments sometimes, and I'm like, oh, you're affecting me.
Well, that's why people are always like, why don't you just ban this guy? Because I'm like, because I know who this guy is.
Yeah.
And every time he comments, when he says something shitty, I can disregard it because I'm like, oh, I just know it's that asshole.
That's what he does.
Because if I ban him and then he comes back as a new commenter, I'm like, okay. Oh, great, everybody hates me now.
So here's the real question: why the fuck do you have comments turned on?
Devil, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, yeah, newspapers never did that.
Comments are such fucking bullshit and such a weird entitled thing that the internet thinks it gets. And you're not really in a fucking discourse here.
Yeah.
Like comments are a space for people who hate things to say that they hate things.
Well, yeah. I mean, and you have one of the better comment sections that I've seen.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's true.
You have some good people, but I mean, like a follow back system where you're like, all right, you're approved to, you're contributing to the humor of the site. But like, no one cares what this guy thinks at all. Like, he is so powerfully ineffectual in probably day-to-day life and on the internet.
Oh,
like,
of course.
That's the best way for him to be, is completely out of mind from everyone else on the planet.
My post before, I put, please chime in with your mean comments now. And they did. And I felt like it was my doing. You know? Like, I felt in control of it again.
You were asking for it.
Yeah.
These creatures should be forgotten from history.
All right, so maybe I will just start banning anyone who pisses me off.
No. This is we have more comments. Yeah, they get better. That wasn't even any good. They get way better than that.
No, I know. I'm not talking about for this segment, but just
just in general, you can
have the real for comments. The health of the internet.
Yeah, I mean,
the internet's so sick. You're not gonna.
That's true.
But your comments on your website are actually way better, what most of the comments are on. Every other site,
but you still have the weirdo shitbag showing up and being like, "Oh, this I disagree with this site and therefore need to say something about it." It's like, "Hey, easy fix, buddy. Stop going to site."
Yeah, I used to actually feel bad about like, "Oh no, he's not going to come back." And now I'm like, "Good riddance, man." Yeah.
Dude, almost everything I write for Vice, no matter what the article is, it's like, "This fat bitch cunt, dumb idiot, liberal hippie." Yeah. Doesn't know what she's talking about.
I'm in like, this weird space like they where can people
have,
can't.
Oh, they can have their own site where all they do is complain about Vince, and no one would go there, and they would die unknown.
I think
like they're only piggybacking off of you having written something, and it's only bringing you down. Like there's no reason to allow that shit.
I do think it's interesting that people can't when they're mad at me, they can't decide whether I'm an idiot bro or like a fucking faggy hipster. It's like. They're like,
they vacillate wildly.
Like, if I like something, they're like, I can't figure that out, dude. I know. That's the dichotomy that is me.
Wearing your glasses with your perfect eyesight, touching butts that may or may not belong to males or females.
Yeah. I mean, it's much easier when they're like, oh, I bet you like that gay hole. And I'm like, all right. Cool, man. Whatever you say. Being called gay is not offensive to anyone who's not like a closeted homosexual Christian preacher.
Yeah.
There's one of those coming up, but the next one's Met Raider 65. What a cunt storm of a post, which is very visual.
Yeah. It's like a Sharknado,
but
hotter.
Yeah,
and I commented back to him. I don't know what that is, but I want to find out. I want to be involved.
That's like an R-rated Sharknado.
Yeah, sexually.
Imagine a vagina just like hitting you in the face.
Multiple times. Get 70 miles per hour. Killing you dead on the spot.
I don't know who this Laramie Dick Licker is, but he's not a goddamn nerve besmirching an American icon in the twilight of his life. Clint Eastwood has earned the right to direct One Direction fan fiction if he wants to. Now, there is a postscript to this particular comment because I made friends with this gentleman after on Twitter.
You like his dick?
What's the... Yeah, I bet you did.
Well, I made a comment back saying I both lick dicks and want to be involved in cunt storms. I'm a contradiction, you know?
Yeah.
I'm a walking contradiction.
Laramie, can I request
that
you add the commenter's name in all of their comments?
Okay.
I think that adds...
So that was Sea Storm.
That adds important context.
Wait, his commenting name is Sea Storm?
Mm-hmm.
So he
for Cunt Storm?
Yeah, he made an account to bring the Cunt Storm out.
Ocean Storm. Ocean Storm.
Oh.
Before that was Met Raider 65 with the Cunt Storm reference.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Somebody said I resembled Powder. No. Oh, maybe this was all the same guy. In your nasally Johnny Galecki voice, he's old now. Look how much his movies stink, you guys. I haven't seen them all, but here are some lackluster dick and fart jokes to prove I belong in internet commenter nose-thumbing brigade. Maybe go outside and talk to a girl, you powder-looking motherfucker. I resemble Powder. Leave this planet. That's a lot to unpack, actually.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
Who's Johnny Galecki again?
I didn't make a dick or a fart joke, either.
For the record.
Also.
Send the record straight.
I do look a little like Powder. That's fair.
Did he say you besmirched? Was there a besmirch in there?
Yeah, I besmirched an American icon.
He said, go outside and talk to a girl.
I think you can stop listening as soon as someone brings up besmirch.
If I go outside and talk to a girl, they're going to look at me really strange.
Yeah.
Would that really solve all your problems?
Underage does this girl need to be?
Yeah, you don't need to go outside during a cunt storm. You want to stay indoors. Board up the windows and lick some dicks.
Yeah, you got to put some Teflon on that umbrella, otherwise it's going to be sticky.
Also, his
action item. Just wear a fedora, you'll be fine.
This is the wind parting around
it. The cunts will just fly away.
Totally unfazed by the cunt storm.
It's the only way to survive a cunt storm.
I just singing in the rain.
All these cunts just passed me right by. I do not understand.
Luckily, I wear a dildo hat everywhere I go.
So Johnny Galecki is the guy from Big Bang Theory, and I think it should be more embarrassing for that guy to know who he is.
Wow. Yeah. That is a serious tip of the hand right there.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know who that was.
Which one is Johnny Galecki?
He's the one who was on Roseanne, who is.
Oh, I love him.
He's the boyfriend, right? The daughter's boyfriend.
David.
Yeah. Big Bang Theory, it's probably the worst thing I've ever put in my eyes.
I just turn it on and it makes me angry on mute.
Yeah, I was in a hotel or something, and I was just like, this is seriously the worst thing I've ever fucking seen.
It's
like,
the new 2.5 Men.
Yeah.
But it's worse.
Because
2.5 Men doesn't make me want to throw things at the TV on mute. And Big Bang Theory, if you put it on, it looks like a Mexican sitcom. There's like the guy with the fucking turtlenecks and the Beatles hair that looks like no nerd ever. And they all look like no nerd ever. And right. It's just, ugh.
I once saw a YouTube video of a cow eating a baby chick alive, and this was worse.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It's terrible.
He told me to leave this planet, which I can't do. That's impossible.
It's not impossible. Well,
you could
tap on a rocket ship.
Yeah, you could.
It's not entirely impossible.
It's hard. It's difficult.
Ben 10 says, wow. If that letters review, because I talked about letters from Iwo Jima in it, was the first thing I ever read on the site, which, by the way, it wasn't a review. It was just a comment. I would have clicked away and never came back.
Oh, that's luckily, editor. He's trying to get Laramie fired.
Yeah. Well, I wrote back to that person, too, and I said, if this had been the first thing I ever clicked on, too, I'd be really confused because I wrote it, and I probably wouldn't come back either.
Not again.
You're like in that weird episode.
Like, holy shit.
You're like inside being John Malkovich, but with all shit about Laramie.
Yeah.
Also, welcome to the internet, I guess.
So I didn't see Hereafter, the one movie I didn't see in that article.
Wait, the flood one?
The flood one, yeah.
He did that too?
Yep.
Clint Eastwood sucks now.
So Squish78 said, good idea writing an article when you haven't even seen the movies in the time period you're discussing. Great research, cock. Now, does that mean I have a great research cock?
Did he footnote that? Did he?
I think people have a really weird idea of what internet writing is, too.
Yeah,
like, I'm just in the lab or the library, just fucking pulling out books. Just looking at film theory.
In the Clint Eastwood library.
All of the books just say objectivity.
Yeah. Yes, sir. I wrote. I spent 27 hours watching movies for this post I made $30 on.
This is both rational and factually accurate. Yeah. Let's put this on the internet.
Well, and I probably spent a good 3 hours writing this, which is like 245 more than most writers spend on anything, and on the internet at least. But I don't like research. Like, I'm not like down in the trenches. I don't. It's a weird thing.
Second highest post yesterday was like, here are some pictures of girls Leonardo DiCaprio has dated.
I saw that.
Oh, fuck.
Like, it's, yeah.
Just, that's what people want to see, dude.
And then they get upset about this? They're like, not enough pictures of...
Yeah. Well, it's not, but that's the thing. It's, I don't. The people who get upset are different than the clicks. Like, those are two, like, the Venn diagrams don't.
You think so? Can you track this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, this is the last one I'll read. It does kind of hit home, this one, for real. Hobo Spices. Gran Torino is fucking great. Don't you downplay that shit, you little bastard, just so it fits your fancy little theory. What a smarmy little prick you are. Now, the backstory on that is I knew Gran Torino didn't fit the theory. I knew I was in trouble with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I had to obfuscate a little bit. And so I had to do the old flim-flam. I had to show them where they weren't kind of thing. You know. So I said, I admitted Gran Torino was good, but then I changed the question. You know.
Right, yeah.
But then the smarmy little prick thing, that I think I am a little smarmy at times.
Yeah.
Well, he was channeling Clint Eastwood as...
Oh, I know. Yeah. But Gran Torino clearly breaks up my theory a little bit, and I'm not going to deny that.
The singing was weird.
He also made super weird movies called Letters from Iwo Jima, Jersey Boys, Hereafter, Trouble with the Curve.
Can you have the whole list with you?
Wow, after I die, I can pull it up. Yeah, I do.
Okay, all right, so what all was on the list?
Starting, well, let me just say this first. He did direct Million Dollar Baby a long time ago. Not Million Dollar Baby. Midnight in the Garden, Good and Evil, which I think people don't give him enough credit for.
I thought people liked Million Dollar Baby.
Million Dollar Baby is great, except for the ending, which is one of the worst things ever.
So this Reign of Terror starts with Flags of Our Fathers in 2006.
But I didn't realize he did Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, which is...
Yeah.
That was earlier, good. Though, wasn't it? Like in high school, 2004? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
That was way early.
Which I admitted right up top. I did try and make people happy by liking Cleese from the beginning, which got me nowhere.
Obviously. Unforgiven, spectacular.
Right.
Oh, yeah, the guy's amazing. Like, and I put that, you know, he's done amazing work. It's just the last decade sucked. He's 84, for Christ's sakes. Flags of Our Father and the Letters from Iwo Jima were both in 2006. He bookended those, and they were both pretty bad. Changeling?
Right.
Somebody steals a baby?
They steal him and they replace him with a different one.
Secret.
Yeah, but Joe Lee doesn't fall for that shit.
Never saw that one. Any good?
Well, no, it made the list.
Okay, well, yeah.
Yeah. Gran Torino, which we talked about. Invictus, which is like just the most vanilla bullshit sports movie ever.
I saw Invictus, and as a rugby player, like it offended me very deeply. It really did. Because, I mean, there's so much like fun things that you could talk about. Like every rugby team has a bunch of ridiculous traditions, and it's just like this ridiculous graph, especially in South Africa or Australia or whatever. I mean... And it was just everybody they depicted, all they talked about was like, I'm going to tackle him and it will be the best tackle ever. And it's like, no rugby player talks about like rugby after the fucking game.
Did it sound like tickle?
Yeah. We're going to tackle him and it's going to be the best.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was fucking, those were the only two I've seen on this list were Gran Torino and Invictus. And I love Gran Torino, but Invictus was like.
I watched Sands of Iwo Jima with you.
Oh yeah, that one too. Yeah, no, I saw those two. I saw Flags of Our Fathers, which is all right, and Sands of Iwo Jima, which is like,
you know, it's not Sands though, right? You know, it's Letters from
Iwo Jima. Yeah.
I don't give a shit.
You guys in your quicksand porn, it's getting ridiculous.
Yeah,
awful.
No, it's up there with 12 Years a Slave in terms of just
dreariness,
unwatchable, bleak pieces of shit that I never ever want to see again.
I could have watched 3 hours of a gray screen and gotten exactly what
and
I
hit
got
myself in the head with a fucking hammer.
Well, that would have provided stimulus,
I guess war isn't that
least.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that he should have just said war isn't that great and ended it.
Yeah. And people are like, oh, it's just like war. It was really sad. Yeah, great. That's why I want to watch stories, asshole. I want to be made sad.
Hereafter, which we talked about a little bit. J. Edgar, remember that?
Was that any good at all?
No. No, it wasn't.
I mean, the idea of a biopic about J. Edgar Hoover is pretty good. I'd watch that.
Oh, great. Great the idea.
The Hoover.
He invented the vacuum.
And then the chair.
That was the dam.
The chair. Oh, the chair. The chair. That was more of a play.
Well, the reason I put that in is because it showed exactly what was going into his planning. Because he saw that chair backstage and just thought, oh, I'll go use that. And
fuck,
the people.
Fuck it, I'll wing it.
Yeah, the people offside the stage thought he was taking it out to sit on. They didn't understand, like it was going to be a folksy hour. And so then it just went from there. And I included a quote, which I thought was pretty indicative of what we were dealing with here. It says, so, Mr. President, How do you handle promises that you have made when you were running for election? And how do you handle them? I mean, what do you say to people? Do you just, you know, I know people were wondering, you don't handle that, okay? Well, I know even people in your own party were disappointed when you didn't close Gitmo, and I thought, well, closing Gitmo, why close that? We spent so much money on it. But I thought maybe it's an excuse. What do you mean, shut up?
All right, so a commenter on this one, added some value on this one. A commenter says, the empty chair speech is because what else was Clint going to talk about? He's a pro-choice, pro-marriage equality libertarian. If he talked about the things he was passionate about, he would have been booed off the stage. Which is
a fair point. But he could have prepared something.
Right, but...
You fuckers like ghosts, right?
Yeah, but as a comic, like the fact that he just went out there and threw an empty chair and just fucking riffed on it for like 20 minutes, you're kind of like, damn, the guy's got some balls.
It was ballsy.
I'm going to take this huge stage and just completely improvise with no...
That should be my group's goal, to get palsy to replace ballsy as like a positive. Mm-hmm. That guy's ballsy.
Yeah.
Trouble with the Curve, you see that one?
Okay, so that one, I saw a clip of it on the internet where...
Holy God.
Where
dude, isn't this like your job or something?
Okay, so no, not on the internet. I was watching cable. I flipped through it on cable. Look, a lot of these movies...
We're living his job right now. It's a table. It's a goddamn card table in a living room.
I've got enough research. I've seen a lot more of these than you have.
Okay. A lot of these movies are just bad, and everybody knows they're bad, and no one really wants to read a review of them that much. So the fact that I didn't see them, it's not really losing me... It's not really losing me money.
Oh, are you losing objectivity
points?
It's
not losing me credibility. Like, there's no reason for me to see Trouble with the Curve. Because, like, no one gives a shit about Trouble with the Curve. I don't want to see Trouble with the Curve.
It's not a Pacific Rim or a Godzilla. That people actually care about.
Well, they
America.
Do care about this.
Yeah. I mean, it's no Neighbors.
Yeah. So, Trouble with the Curve, I flipped through it on cable. Right as Clint Eastwood is fucking singing You Are My Sunshine to a gravestone and pouring beer on a grave. This is my favorite trope of movies when people are talking to a... No one in the world talks to gravestones. That's not a thing that happens, but it happens in movies.
I do that, but more casually.
Day.
Yeah, like, I do it, but again, sexually.
Yeah. Like, hey, what's up?
What's your thing?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's one of them.
How you like getting fucked on?
Gravestone porn?
Like, hey, I don't
just
know who you were.
Just rubbing my balls on the smooth. Curb cop.
Like, I don't know what kind of person you were, but I'm gonna rob your grave now.
Yeah,
you don't want to go into the grave. Just on top of the grave.
How do you do it in the necrophilia if you don't go?
Not that I'm not into that.
You should be.
Well, I will be, but later.
They don't fight back.
It's a dark man.
Oh shit.
Dark.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
So what else you got for us, buddy?
I had a list if you want it.
Well, I was waiting. Did you read all the comments?
You want to plunge him
back
under.
If it's only like three, you had a good day.
He comes up gasping, and you say, what do you want, buddy? You want to go back under that water? Huh? You want to take another little bath in your mouth?
A gentleman named Verbal Cunt, which I believe is a play off the Usual Suspects character. Did the palsy rot your brain like it did your face, Laramie? Trust me, it doesn't rot your face. Like, I don't have a face rot.
You gotta want to wear one of those World War One masks,
guys. This is why we need palsy awareness
with the now little painted mouth on it.
Wait, there's did so it rot many... your brain though?
Tell us the truth. Be real with
there's
us.
There's so many misconceptions about
what's wrong with the left half of your brain.
It's the right half
that affects creativity, dude.
You bad at math now, dog?
There are some pretty good movies on that list. In fact, the only one of these movies, of the ones I've seen, that is, I actively disliked, is J. Edgar.
Yeah.
I'll do a quick check again before we go on, but here's a rundown. I hope you don't get your feelings hurt.
Wait, are you still quoting?
I think so. Vince sent them to me, and they didn't make a lot of sense.
Are you like the profiler who's in too deep? Are you going to send Allison like an Instagram message now? You're just going to be like, what's up? Balls? Question mark? Number one.
Number
also
one
question mark? You missed that part. You'll hear it when we play it back.
I look forward to it. Call.
Both of them, huh?
Yeah, dude. The people were so excited about that one. All right. Any more?
Let me see. I can see if there's many updates. People are now coming down on my side because I wrote a response to everything.
No, I just want to know if people hated you more.
Yeah, I hear you.
Where's the, we need more hate.
Can you let him do his list? He's gone through enough.
Okay, sorry. All right, Larry, you have a list. Because of the bells. No, but you have a list. What was the list that you prepared?
Oh.
Bell's palsy rot your brain like it did your face?
It's just the kind of thing you don't want to hear, you know? It just hurts. It hurts your feelings.
It's so mean. I love it.
I love it.
My list is in my bag, so talk amongst yourselves. I'll be right back.
Okay. At Brendan's bachelor party, Brendan got really mad at Justin at one point and yelled at him, and so then it became like the meme of the weekend
that
Justin was just terrible and couldn't do anything right.
Yeah.
And then when he took his shirt off, we decided that he looked like someone took a ball of Crisco and rolled it in a pile of shaved pubes. And so we called him Crisco Merkin for the rest of the week.
How do you keep the ball of Crisco from just getting all out of shape?
Oh, you got to freeze it first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then you roll
that
it
makes
in the
perfect
pubes,
sense. Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Then that looked like
it's still kind of cold, but like warm enough to stick to the pubes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
This list.
Well, pubes are always going to stick to Crisco, regardless of whether it's frozen or not.
I think you could freeze it cold enough so the pubes don't stick to it.
Maybe it was like liquid nitrogen or something.
Yeah, I mean.
And pubes would fall off.
Yeah, because it's too cold. It's solid. It's smooth. Cold. What's up, Laramie?
This list is called the Fine Print of Hammurabi's Code.
Wow. Going old school.
This is the only podcast that really gets into Hammurabi's Code.
Yeah, it's true.
As far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. He was before
you ready?
Bro Code.
This is the fine print.
All right.
From the mummy?
My brain is really small.
Just a bunch of birds flying out his mouth.
My palsy eye. Doesn't track so well anymore.
Locusts, not sparrows.
If anyone is committing a robbery and caught, he shall be put to death. But if he gets away with it, well, Rubin's racing. Whoa, there's a bike outside. Hold on, let's hear this guy rev his motor.
He's good.
Good at bicycles.
Hammurabi's Code, fine print. You got to lick it before you stick it. You got to take that extra step so we can kick it.
That's good, yeah. So Hammurabi's Code, I mean, that was like the basis of law, right? One of the first...
See that? It was Solomon-esque character.
He's one of the first
of stupid little greeting cards of rules.
I'll let Laramie explain it.
I mean, he was the OG of law back in like 1750 BC before it was fucking played out.
He was like OG pluribus unum, motherfucker.
Yup. So like,
there's no way
like
you're gonna make any of this sound cool. By the way, no matter how hard you try, this is just dropping history
maybe
facts.
Maybe you like this one a little bit better, Allison, because this deals with your gender.
Oh, okay.
If a man is taken prisoner of war and there is sustenance in his house, but his wife leaves house and courts, goes to another house, because his wife did not heed her court, she shall be condemned and thrown into the water for a gangbang.
Mm. Yeah, I love that. You're right.
It's the fine print that gets you.
Yeah.
Because you don't see
the water nice?
Hmm?
Is it nice water?
Okay.
Sustenance, guys.
He's gonna get through faster with this question.
If you're a slave, just deal with it.
Is that a code? Is that Hammurabi's code?
Yeah, yeah. No,
yeah,
that's
that in there.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Because they had slaves back then.
Doubter's gonna doubt. That's one. I'll give you an egg drop soup. I mean, that one doesn't really make sense. Not that I.
Did you
read it out loud?
Did you write this while you're at a Chinese restaurant?
That doesn't make any sense.
be honest.
Is this racist? I'm confused.
If LeBron James signs for the Cavs, even after that awful crap letter Dan Gilbert wrote, then he shall be saddled with at least one bout of soul-crushing fibromyalgia.
Okay.
Fibromyalgia.
Do you ever think that Laramie has like a manic episode when he's eating egg drop soup?
I love egg drop soup, dude. I tell them to bring me the bowl at PF Chang's, and it's like 12 gallons of soup. And they're like, "Are you sure, sir? It's just you." And I'm like, "Oh yeah, keep it coming."
You're not supposed to have the bowl.
You know what's sad about Chinese food is like
it's all protein, dude.
But like with Mexican food, if you go to like a chain restaurant, people are like, oh man, that's like not Mexican food. That's gross, blah, blah, blah. If you go to P.F. Chang's, people are like, yeah, that's probably better than your average Chinese food. Like that's probably better than you're going to do with about,
I love Chinese
like, 85% of Chinese food.
It's because it's They're been usually... Americanized longer and you got the weird orangeness yeah. that doesn't actually involve.
You guys know yeah. what the P.F. stands for?
What?
Paul fucking Chang's.
Paul fucking Chang's place.
Yeah.
Yep. He was a bro.
I love ordering Chinese food for myself. And then, like, I feel like they purposely do this just to fuck with you. Is like, they'll give you, like, multiple fortune cookies.
Yeah, they do. They, want
they do that on
know.
Purpose.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. oh, you just ordered food for four people. Yeah. You fucking fat ass.
That's five dishes, friend.
Wait, over under a dozen times in your life when they said, and how many is this for? Like, on the delivery, you said, three. Like, even though it's just you.
Even though it's just you.
Because I've done it at least 20 times. Like, oh, yeah, it's just me and a bunch of friends just having Chinese.
Oh, I, right after college, I lived with these two stoner dudes. And we had a cat, and they had a squirt bottle for the cat. They would spray the cat when it did bad stuff. But except they never really used it on the cat. They mainly used it on each other when, like, one of them would fall asleep in front of the TV. And then he'd start snoring, and the other one would squirt him.
No,
with the,
no.
He would squirt him with the water. No.
Dude, I thought and you were going to say that you were doing it on the Chinese delivery guy.
No.
Get out of here.
So the guy would
Get
be asleep, and the other one would squirt
Not
him.
Not for you.
And he'd wake up, and he'd be like...
Not for cats.
He'd be like, fuck you, dude. And then the guy would be like, nah, fuck you, you're snoring, bro. Fuck you, you sprayed me. Fuck you, you're snoring. And then he'd fall back asleep, and then it would happen all over again. So...
They went on to found Facebook.
Yeah, so one morning I leave and I overhear one of my roommates ordering all this Chinese food. This is like at, you know, 11 or whatever. He's ordering all these different Chinese food things. I come back at like 6-7 o'clock, something like that, and he's on the phone with the same Chinese restaurant and he's like, hey, yeah, remember what I ordered this morning? I just want to redo that again.
Oh my god.
Did he get it and then eat more of it?
I guess.
Or did he just
like
not
this guy's moxie?
And he was
that
like,
guy seriously sounds like some guy like I would want to date.
Yeah, you guys should
like
meet
I
each
probably
other.
Had sex with him.
Yeah,
not
you
even
guys really
it.
Should talk.
Damn, there's always Chinese food in the house.
So much Chinese food.
So many fortune cookies.
I mean, there's not
hidden
a...
in weird stoner places. Just saving it for later.
Whenever they bring me the fortune cookie, I throw it back and I say, I make my own fortune.
Oh, man.
They like that.
I had a buddy in high school who got two blank fortunes in a row.
What?
That dead. Means he's going to
no.
die.
No, he died. Yeah. He died. It's not funny. He died.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Hammurabi's code.
If some bitch ass comes along 50 years from now and calls these commandments, I'm going to have that ass.
Is this a biblical thing?
Well, Hammurabi's code predates.
That's right.
Sorry, I forgot the first rule of Laramie List
Club. It predates. Predates the
Proceed.
last testament. When did they write the commandments? Vince?
I'm sorry.
3000 BC?
Oh, really?
Dinosaur times?
I don't know.
You have
man.
No idea.
The raptors came and someone was like, dude, we angered God. Yeah. Stop eating shellfish.
Giant sloths.
No one wrote the commandments. That just came to Moses.
Lightning. Right.
That just happened. He just picked it up.
Burning bush was all.
Yeah.
Yo, write this down.
Yeah. And he's like, no. It's like, here, pick
Take
these up.
Take a note.
And then there were just tablets.
All right. Sorry, Laramie. Go ahead.
This one's a little bit existential, but when I say Hamu, you say Robbie.
What number is that?
Well, it was 9.
I hope there's at least 25 of these. I mean, I would be sad if you were done.
Can we open quickly. Up comments on the podcast?
I thought the strongest one of these to me was Doubter's Gonna Doubt.
No, that's what one that made us
one.
All laugh.
People. It's true. People do doubt. I don't know. I actually ordered the Hammurabi's Code for my Kindle to do. I really did. 99 cents. To do some research on this, and then I just didn't. But I do have it for later, so I can give you an update next time on that.
You know, I appreciate what you bring without research.
kind Thank of you. A cunt storm journalist fucking gay dude are you?
The journalist one's always the best, too. Yeah. Like, I graduated from Northwestern journalism school. I've been in the Iraq war for 3 years, and I'm just back writing Clint Eastwood articles now.
After your hard-hitting muckrakings from that, I took down Monsanto, and now I'm just here to write about Clint Eastwood sucking balls.
Was camped out of his house for 3 days.
Nice journalism sucked in St. Clair.
Oh yeah, just me and fucking Hemingway, fucking Anderson Cooper, just hanging out, journalizing.
Oh man, the internet's just like it's super dumb.
No, everything's
like
super
everyone's
dumb.
Just like a fucking idiot, and you don't have to meet these people day to day. Like maybe you meet them in like a Chipotle line or something, but you don't have to talk to
What's
them.
What's Applebee's? And that's where they're, that's where they're at.
I fucking know. All right, they're ordering their fucking tall blue drinks. But you don't have to listen to how dumb they are.
No, I know.
And you shouldn't because they're boring, stupid people.
I agree.
The internet should be used to bury the dumb and the boring, not to give them a fucking platform to speak.
I agree. But Laramie's got Laramie's got a tenth one.
Well, I think that up.
There were.
Hold on. Okay, I'll get it.
He put it back in his bag.
If you're gonna wear
I mistimed that.
You can't stop it once it starts.
If you're gonna wear doggles, at least take pictures. You have to admire the foresight of someone
good
who knew
gets
the doggles would come along.
Look, the table gives and it takes away.
I know. I've taken so much from the table.
Laramie, I have a question. I know we're shifting gears here slightly. Did you see Wish I Was Here, the Zach Braff movie, by any chance?
No. Kickstarter one?
Yeah, the Kickstarter
it's
one.
It's out already?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I did subscribe, so I should have, huh?
You really should have.
That's impressive. You got
no,
that
it's
out.
Not out yet. It's not out yet. It premiered at Sundance. But
oh,
it's
is it
out.
Just like screeners? Like.
I would think that like everyone should get it if they threw some money down for it.
It's in theaters in a month.
Did you throw money down for it?
No.
Did Laramie throw
it? I did.
Yeah, did you get the
Did you really?
Did you get a copy?
I got a Zach Braff audio drop.
Did you really?
Yep.
Was he like, Laramie?
That's like $700 that you put in or something?
It was a lot. Definitely a lot.
Laramie.
Where was the audio drop? Did he just send you a little tiny cassette? Like
Is
you
he your
have?
Voicemail now or something?
Laramie.
Yeah, I'll send it to you, Vince, and you can play it. I don't know if you're... Are you capable of doing that or no?
Well, I mean, yeah, I think so.
Laramie.
Like, on the show, though, I mean, not just, like, in your ear.
Yeah, I think I can do that. I'm going to have to, like, disconnect you for a second when I do it, but I can do that.
Why would you have to disconnect me?
Doesn't work that way.
Because I have one plug for the things.
Jesus.
I just wanted to tell you that your money... Went to fund one of the fucking worst movies that I've ever seen.
Wait, you got
really?
To see it?
Yeah, you got to see it.
I thought you just said you hadn't seen it.
No, I was asking if Laramie had seen it.
What's wrong with it?
So, all right, so I actually liked Garden State. I know, like, the
Who doesn't like Garden State?
I did, too.
The tide has turned hard on Garden State on the internet, apparently.
Well, it's
because
it's very set in its time.
Right. Yeah, I feel like it's a thing that people associate with a certain age they were or a certain person they
They're
were
bringing
then.
Their own baggage.
Yeah exactly.
People remember that scene where he's on the couch and that 07 song is playing? So good.
They're bringing their baggage like to the fact that this song will change your life, and then it's the Shins, and they've heard the Shins a lot and think it's old hat. You know,
Natalie Portman's dreamy.
It wasn't
then. It's hard to listen to proto-punk because you hear that shit over and over again in the last 20 years that followed, and, you know, it's hard to view it as a groundbreaking, which it was.
First of all, speak for yourself. Second of all...
Yeah, you've stopped listening to music altogether.
No, I buy some new music. Secondly, so this movie is everything that the harshest Garden State hater says about Garden State, which isn't true, is true for this movie.
Mm. Wait, the harshest? Oh, it's bad.
It's like every,
but it's like the one guy who's a parody but doesn't realize it.
Is Zach Braff just like sucking cock for 95 minutes?
Natalie Portman's a bitch.
She's 2 out of 10. Would not bang for like 2 hours. Like, it's fucking crazy.
It's a 500-pound Natalie Portman.
It is crazy how would not bang she is in this movie. So fake, so gay. Absolutely would not bang. This writer is jealous.
And gay.
And Mila Kunis is overrated. Yeah. Kate Upton is fat. This chick's a bitch. Lindy West eats Oreos. Fucking just everything.
You wish you could direct a movie. Yeah. You think we could hand them a pamphlet that just says all of the dumb shit they're gonna say, yeah, and just be like, no, "Hey, go to town."
I've said that. I've said that. Instead of comments, I'll just give you multiple choice. Oh, like, this, God, article, yeah, is gay. This article, yeah, is fake.
It's like the Chinese food. It's the Chinese food menu that they don't trust white people to order off of. So they're, yeah, like number 23, and they can just post it. Yeah. God, I wish they were dead. All of them. Just all of the commenters.
Yeah.
No, but it's gotta just be doubting.
It's just, you know, when I don't know if any of you guys have seen Beasts of the Southern Wild.
No. Mm-hmm.
But there's that scene where the guy's like, I saved every chicken wrapper. They make me feel, I remember where I was at when I ate each one. They make me feel cohesive. Yeah. It's just like, all right, so that line just, it fucking just makes me want to puke all of the vomits everywhere.
Yeah.
So there's a moment in Wish I Was Here where Zach Braff's dad, played by Mandy Patinkin, awesome casting choice, by the way. Everybody's dad should be Mandy Patinkin.
In real life, too.
He's saved. He's got a jar full of all of his contact lenses that he's ever had, and he's like, yeah, everything I ever saw is in there.
Oh, that's God. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, there's gotta
this
be.
Live studio audience was a really good idea. Yeah.
just a jar of your condoms. Everything I ever fucked was in there.
Them's
all my dead babies.
Two condoms.
Yeah. It's like a baby holocaust.
The only thing worse than wonder is like fake wonder, where someone's like trying to make something wondrous, where it's like, this is not full of wonder at all.
Why did they say, just, like, metaphors should only be used to disenfranchise?
Did they say, why you're going senile? You saw things with your eyes, you stupid bastard.
Yeah, it was, and there was a lot of, like, I don't want to spoil the whole movie because I think I'm technically still under embargo.
But, technically.
You wouldn't want to stop receiving your shipping crates.
If any publicist made it this far, they win.
All right, you guys, Allison's gotta go.
What?
I gotta go, yeah.
She didn't give a list or anything.
Actually, she did.
I kind of.
Yeah.
Number one, on all fours. Number two. I forget. There's like, you gotta.
She didn't even write would not bang to me or anything.
She did a list.
I would not bang if that helps.
Yay! Thank you.
You know what I mean?
She bangs.
All right.
Just kidding. No, I gotta go.
So, anything, any shows that people should see you at?
Follow me on Twitter, and then I'll tell you.
Just About Glad on Twitter.
Yes.
And Instagram.
Yeah.
Same
handle.
Yeah.
And I post all my OkCupid shit and Tinder shit on.
She's
on
a
my
good
Instagram.
Follow. I'm just saying, because if you yes. enjoy like stupid first icebreakers from random guys, which who wouldn't?
Yeah.
Definitely.
To know what not to do.
Right.
If you're a single guy.
Yeah. I mean, I should start contributing my own that don't get responses to add to the pile of what not to do. Because I feel like a lot of my life
I don't see you being, like, Instagram worthy.
Like, I would hope not.
Like, yeah, I don't. Because, like, that would mean you were really.
Like, I can spell and I say silly things. I write for
what
a
do
living.
You, say?
You would think that I would be.
Hey, can girl, you give an example of something you say?
Hey, girl, I kissed a bird.
I'm trying to think. Usually I try to make a joke about something that's in their picture.
Wait, are you being serious right now?
Yeah.
This is like what you actually do?
Yeah.
You make a joke about their picture.
I mean, not like, hey, look at that. Why don't you want to fart on it? But like, you know, like
joke.
Something that involves a question. Like something that's open-ended.
What do you think?
I think why don't you want to fart on it is a good opening.
Yeah.
That's my triumph insult comic dog.
How do I get labeled with the fart joke also? I feel like I'm picking up Vince's baggage in my column.
You really are. You really are.
You guys heard about farts?
Hey, y'all.
Well.
All right, I'm out.
I think I said someone was at a wedding, and I was like, man, that waitress The person serving hors d'oeuvres. The person serving hors d'oeuvres seems really upset that she's in this picture.
Would not bang.
I don't know, man. It's one of those things where it's like, it's so hard.
It just depends how they interpret it. Either yeah. Either they see it like someone they know would write it, or they see it like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy?
So you're just trying to impersonate one of their friends who's not attractive enough to bang? Is that the goal of the game?
I'm trying to get friend zoned right off the bat.
No. Like they have a friend that they trust, but they don't want to bang. You're trying to be the one that they trust, but would want to bang
with genitals. Oh.
Yeah.
Is that what you're going for?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
What's the?
I'm not trying to go for
what's
anything.
The female goal? Like, what are you presenting as? What is your?
What are you presenting as?
I like honestly.
Whose skin are you wearing?
I already know as a woman that I have it pretty fucking easy.
Oh, so you don't even.
I literally, if I see someone that I'm interested in, I'll just message them and be like, "Hi,"
yeah,
and they respond like,
"Hello, human being."
Yeah, I'm just like, "Hi," and then they're just like, "Hey, what's up?" Like they immediately respond. Like,
I'm a live girl, bitches.
But I mean, and then we have a date, and then it's bad. So it's like it's just different. It's just,
hey, girl, what's up with that pulse? Feeling pretty consistent. I thought so.
Like
my name's Reginald.
That's the thing is, like, dudes are just so much like hornier. It's insane. Like my profile right now literally says I hate men, and my picture is me like eating a burrito and being just like a dumb idiot, and like. Guys still fucking swipe right. Like, they still swipe yes for me, no matter what.
Yeah.
Like, I could be, like, an 800-pound person and, like, just write in my profile, like, I want to fuck. And, like, I would get, every dude would swipe right for me. Like, every guy would want to fuck me.
Well, I like when people that aren't single are like, oh, Tinder, that's like Grindr, right? And you're like, no.
For guys, it is. They want it to be that.
In architecture, yes. In the fact when you add vaginas to it.
Does it have little iambic pillars?
Yeah. No,
one. Oh, I got to go.
All right. Bye,
I'll swipe
Allison.
Right for
Bye,
you.
Everybody.
Bye,
everybody. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it is. Our friend Juan Medina, who we've had on the podcast before, has a joke about how Grindr is an app for dudes who want to fuck right now. Tinder is based on the same thing. And it's for guys who want to stretch a 5-minute conversation over 2 weeks. And that's pretty much like the most accurate thing.
Yeah. I don't miss dating.
No.
Dating's like the worst.
That's why people get married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because dating is a hellscape.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean,
bitches, man. Bitches be tripping.
I'm pretty good with the onlines, though. I think I could AOL me up like a flexing photo, and I'd just be like, oh, look, I'm using my muscles to pull my arms in closer to my chest.
To my body.
Yeah.
No, I think it's hilarious because it's very obvious what each sex wants based on their pictures. Like, the girls are projecting what they want in a guy in their own pictures and vice versa. So like
a burrito she wants?
So guys' pictures. So guys' pictures, if you look at guys' online dating pictures, it's always like them flexing in front of a mirror, like with their fucking abs all oiled up.
Seriously?
And then a chick's online dating picture is like, here's me in Thailand. Here's me like building houses for orphans. And it's like, okay, clearly you are projecting your desires for the opposite sex through what you think is attractive. So it's like guys clearly want like a half naked chick in front of the mirror, all oiled up. Girls clearly want a dude who's like, hey, I help like orphans feed their legless cats with with a syringe. You know, it's pretty funny. I hope so.
Yeah.
Cause this blogging thing is going to last forever. Let me tell you.
Legless cats.
Yeah.
It's a growth industry.
That's right. So Laramie, you disagreed with me on 22 Jump Street.
Yeah, because I was right and you were wrong.
No, I think you're wrong.
Wait, he's queuing it up. You're going to get the thing.
No, I'm not. I was just checking to see where we're at with time-wise.
It, did you see it, Brett?
No.
What was the last movie you saw, Brett?
In the theater or at home?
Either.
I saw Her late in the game.
Okay.
Saw Godzilla in the theater.
Her, pretty solid.
Her was spectacular.
Right.
I would say Llewyn Davis and Her are the only things of note movie-wise that I have seen in the last year.
I'll go with that.
nothing. I mean, American Hustle was a medium strength movie. It was,
like I said,
I don't want to complain about it because it was like well done and everyone's super attractive and they're doing their good acting with their fun wigs. But like, I don't know, not much of a thing.
I thought it was like punk rock cinema. It was just David O. Russell turned Martin Scorsese up to 11 and just banged it out on his little shitty guitar and his
exactly. It's very DIY Scorsese. That's a very accurate way to describe
it. You know, like it's dumb, but fucking,
I don't want to disparage it, but I'm not gonna like fucking write love letters to it.
It's dumb in the way that explains why we like dumb stuff.
Yeah. It's like Gladiator, where it's like, oh, well played. That's a good dumb movie. That's what I expect from a big blockbustery silly thing. 100%. Lewin Davis affecting. Like, I had a couple of days to get over how real that was.
Okay, Laramie, what did you think of Lewin Davis? Because I feel like there's a hard split between
her was hard to watch with a significant other.
Lewin Davis, I saw powerful. It twice and I love it, but I think it's a pretty inaccessible film.
Yeah, I think
I liked Upstream Color as my gauge appropriately.
But I think but I feel like Lewin Davis, it doesn't work if you haven't tried to pursue art as a career
true.
At some point.
Yeah, that's a good point because you could feel that pain when he's like his songs were so good and then somebody looks at him and is like,
People that have never tried to pursue an art as a career, they're just like, oh, this guy's a dick and he lives a shitty life. Why does he do that to himself? And they don't get it.
Where's his office?
Yeah.
How does he get coffee?
Well, and like all the shit just going dramatically wrong, you know, like the fucking cat and his fucking papers. And it's just like, God damn it. Just catch one break, you know?
And that night where he ends up in Chicago and he's with the guy who's like this blowhard and his buddy who does
the Brooklyn Bridge,
who does the fucking poetry, like the percussive poetry in the coffee shop. And God damn, that was just so perfect.
The best thing in that movie is when he plays something for the club promoter or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's just like from the soul and you could tell it's so heartfelt. And the music quality in that in terms of acoustics was amazing too. Like everything had such clarity to it.
Yeah.
And it's so crisp. And then the guy, you know, the guy's like, oh,
I think it's funny because it's supposed to be this, you know, it's based on Dave Van Ronk, and you listen to Dave Van Ronk and you're like, well, shit, if he sounded anything like Oscar Isaac, he would probably be super famous right now. The fact that he sounds like Dave Van Ronk, you're like, all right, well, clearly he wasn't good enough to.
I kind of feel like fuck accessible cinema at this point. Movies don't have enough to offer to not be interesting now.
I agree.
Like there's absolutely nothing worth going to see that isn't going to be groundbreaking. Like I'm uninterested in seeing spectacle that isn't Gravity. Like I want the absolute most spectacle you can provide or fuck you. Like I'm not.
People took exception to my Edge of Tomorrow review because they're like, this is a passable sci-fi film. Why don't you like it?
Yeah,
and I'm like, that's exactly why I don't like it, because it brings like it's just boring. It's
how the fuck is the bar set at the Avengers? I mean, Avengers was super fun, but that should be the absolute lowest you will tolerate.
It's weird because the internet is full of hate on one side where everyone gets mad at everybody, and then the other side, they want to accept anything. Like, anything's fine. Like, anything's... It's Transformers. What do you expect? It's Smurfs.
If anything's an identifiable disaster, they love to pile on. Like, Transcendence, they love to pile on because, like, oh, it's, you know, it gets messy at the end. But then I'm like, look, that had an idea that someone cared about at the heart.
I still hear you talking about Transcendence and Social.
Edge of Tomorrow did not have... it was just, all right, it was whatever. Like, I didn't
care. If you're not willing to be weird with a movie and to make something novel... Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Fall on your fucking face. Like, I want to either see you walk across that... I want to see you walk across that tightrope that's strung between the World Trade Center towers, or I want to see you splat on the fucking ground.
Exactly.
Like, anything in between, I don't really care about.
Yeah.
You're talking about trying as opposed to commodity.
You know what happens to people who tolerate shit like Godzilla for too long? You turn into fucking Travers and Rolling Stone.
Yeah, I know.
Like, you saw that man decay. You saw him lose his grip on what was interesting and what he cared about. And then he was just like, fuck it. This is too much. I give up.
Love
King Kong gets 5 stars.
All right, so this is what keeps me up at night. Is Travers decay, is that a natural result of having to see every big budget turd that's come out for the last 50 years?
Yeah.
Or is it like, is there someone on high telling, or did he realize that is there market forces involved? Because to be honest, like people
just
act,
quest
people,
relevancy.
Yeah, but are you really trying to decide what's better to give up or to lose your mind?
No, I'm just saying that like people, every time I write a bad review, someone pipes up and
a bad review, like it's bad, or a review that is negative.
Negative review. Every time I write a negative review, people pipe up and act like I'm this contrarian, that I'm doing this as I'm doing this as a financial
because
strategy.
Because their opinions matter.
Or they think I'm doing it as an attention getting strategy. And I'm like, dude, you know what is way more lucrative is me loving shit. You know how much more play my positive reviews get than my negative ones? The only reason I write negative reviews is just because I can't fucking look at myself in the mirror again if I say that some of these movies are good, because they're not.
Yeah.
And the fact that there's a lot of bad movies makes the better ones better. Like, that's how it is.
But there's no reason to split that hair. Either his mind was turned to jelly, or he fucking sold out. Like they both make you dead.
They're both bad, but it's like, but I want to know which one it was so I can adjust my life accordingly.
You want to compensate more one way than
the
other.
Over the wall, you know what I mean?
I don't know. JP was always like, look, criticism belongs in the realm of the elitists because everyone has shitty taste. Like you people spend 8 hours a day in the gym and then fill your minds with junk food. Like, you don't think that has an effect on your ability to taste?
Yeah.
The thing is, Ebert was going this route as well, and it's an idea that I'm important because my name is up there on the screen with 4 stars.
Yeah, well,
he's chasing the idea that he still matters. He's not, it's the same as Armand White in a lot of ways, just the opposite.
Okay,
you know, it's the same idea.
Here's the thing that I think, all right, so it's hard to talk about Ebert because everybody has deified him in the wake of his death. And look, I think the guy was an amazing writer, but I also disagreed with him on. Especially towards the end, I think I disagreed with him on just about everything.
But the important part is that he's a good writer. You're allowed to disagree with him as long as he provides stuff that's meaty to disagree
with.
Yeah, but he was giving like soft passes to like really shitty movies.
But I think the reason for that was he was so famous by the end. Like, I mean, he was the most famous film critic in the world, and all these critics were like, "Hey, I want to be your buddy." And you reviewing your buddy is completely different than you reviewing a stranger.
Oh, like, completely.
I mean, there's so many films where, you know, someone that I know is like involved with it somehow. And I honestly just feel like I can't review it at that point because I know it's not going to be that honest of a review.
Yeah.
Not because I'm like trying to suck up to that person, but just like the way that you review something your friend makes
or
is completely different, because when your friend makes something...
Or your polite acquaintance is rougher, because I have no problem telling you something you wrote sucks.
That's true.
That's because, you know, you realize that at some point I'm probably going to tell you I like something. Like, there's an extended relationship there that doesn't exist with a polite acquaintance, where you're like, this might be the last contact I have with this guy, is telling him that the one thing he spent his life for the last year isn't very good. Like, if you're not guaranteed that, you're willing to give the benefit of the doubt. Yeah.
Like...
Because
you know his experiences or whatever.
And
it's the intention.
It's attention span. If I don't know you, you have, you know, fucking 90 seconds to impress me. If you're my friend,
like,
I'm like, all right, well, he I know this guy. Like, it'll probably
stick
get
around.
Better at the end.
Yeah. Breaking Bad it.
It's also these fuckers who go to sets or talk to directors or pals and be like, well, his intention was X, Y, and Z, and you just didn't see that. It's like, yeah, because I didn't fucking have dinner with him. I saw the same movie everyone else saw. It sucked. Like, you can't just make up a fucking ghost of a movie that's there because you know him. Like, what the fuck? Well, anyway, that's just my rant.
And, you know, it's the Lester Bangs in
All Famous. Brutally honest.
Like, you're not, like, you want to be cool. They make you feel cool.
But you're not cool.
You're not cool. Like, you're not. No. So you're not going to be cool because you found the secret to this movie that...
I think the answer is you've got to lift up things that are... You have to...
Like upstream color.
Yeah, you got to pick shit up that you...
I don't think it was...
Yeah, Vince wouldn't have picked that, but...
I see why people like it. I just...
But like, that's you.
It's off-putting.
That's your
me.
Offering is that you can find shit and be like, hey, people aren't watching this enough. Like, fuck these other things. Like, that's your bread and butter. But
right.
Well, like, I don't know how you feel. You may not like Rian Johnson at all. But like, Brick was fucking adopted by people at the beginning who were like 8 of us, and then that grew into something else. And finally, you get a Looper, which is a big budget, and then maybe you get another thing that's more expensive. You know, like Christopher Nolan's Memento was adopted by 8 people at first, and then everyone else comes along. And I, you know, Fight Club, same thing.
Fincher. I love when shit like Kevin Smith, because Kevin Smith, that totally happened to.
And he now, turned on everybody.
And
yeah.
then he turned on everybody where he's like.
Like a wrestling heel.
I fucking hate it when people are like, oh no, man, we don't critique film. We celebrate film and blah, blah,
fuck
blah.
Fuck you.
Like,
fuck off.
Go fuck that's yourself.
The, that's like the worst thing you can do. Yeah. I mean,
you fucking being, celebrate sixth grade plays. Short you of, critique things that people make for money.
Short of being the dictator, the worst thing you can do is to just like unquestioningly be like, oh, that's cool. Like, so people are dead. We like the posters.
As if the world is fucking short on publicists, where yeah. it's like, oh God, what we really need is someone else who can advertise something. Yeah. Go fuck yourself. Like, the whole fucking point of you is that you have some taste.
We really want some on the ground shills.
Yeah, goddamn.
Well, they live in this world where everything's good enough. That's
yeah,
the thing.
Yeah. Like, I mean, and a little bit of it's envy because holy shit, is everything terrible. Have you ever had a chicken sandwich from a fast food establishment? they are the worst thing you can put in your mouth. They taste like fucking like a garbage bag filled with liquid bird. And then you bite into it and it sprays liquid bird into your mouth. And the garbage bag doesn't go away. You still have to eat the rest of the garbage bag. And like, people are like, seems good enough. Let's get five more of these on every block. And like, yeah, I guess that's cool that you can live like that. But fuck you for being able to live like that.
Yeah, and well, now it's become this thing where, you know, it wasn't good when people believed everything they read and thought it was factual. That wasn't good. But it's also not good when people they're invested in the persecution complex of like artists where they're like, oh man, all these like meanie internet critics are being mean to Zach Braff, and you know, it's sort of like the tax thing where they don't want wealth redistribution because they're like, I'm gonna be the rich guy one day, and so they're like,
well, as I've always said,
I'm just like the pretty people who keep getting ripped on by the dude in his basement.
That's the same thing as comments. Like, they don't have to attach it to the article. It's a totally flat marketplace. Like, internet sites are like $19 a year to run, and you can post all of your dumb opinions there and have equal footing as you, Vince. Yeah. And you could, and they can go there and like, you guys can compete directly. They don't have to attach their stupid words to your stupid words.
Right.
As I've always said, I love the idea of people rushing to the defense of a fucking superhero movie that costs $200 million to make as I drive around in my Honda Civic. I'm the dude who needs to be taken down a notch over here.
Yeah.
Me, not Marvel Studios. It's me who needs to pay attention to quality.
Yeah, when Marvel and...
Because that movie was awesome.
Yeah, I know. And when Edgar Wright left Marvel, there was a strangely high number of people in the comments who were like, I bet Edgar Wright was just being like a bitch and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, Edgar Wright has been making good movies for like 10 years.
I'm so in love with Edgar Wright.
And dealing with like... Oh.
I don't have any... Yeah, I don't have anything negative to say about that dude. I am so... just... I want to kiss that man.
But people were like siding with Marvel as if like, oh man, I bet Disney was totally in the right on this and not
I bet a huge multinational corporation with 14 managers.
I choose the faceless entity over the man who has consistently produced amazing work. Yeah.
The people who brought him in a room and told him he couldn't make the movie he wanted to were probably
right. I choose
right.
the conference table. It's nice,
Edgar,
and it's granite.
What are you going through here in page 30? Jesus Christ, fuck off.
All right, guys. Well, I feel
I want to put my meat in your mouth.
I'm so glad to have Brett back and have Laramie. We have real conversations. Thanks to Allison for coming on. Just about glad. You guys, you wrote some good emails and stuff this week. I'm sorry we didn't get to all of them, but I enjoyed this. It was good.
Did we get to any of them?
Frogcast@gmail.com, 415-275-0030, the Google Voice number. Leave us those. Leave us some reviews on Stitcher and iTunes. Always good.
I'm Possum Graveyard on Twitter. I don't know why I have like fucking 800 followers instead of 10,000. I'm awesome.
Yeah, you should have a lot.
I should have a lot.
Laramie's at Laramie. It's really hard to remember.
And we got an app on iTunes. We got an app on the Windows phone and the Androids.
You and me?
Brad and Laramie on movies, gypsies.
My name's not Brad.
Biatch.
Could be, though. We got B&L, so you could stop right in there.
Yeah, guess.
BBL.
Guess who's fucked? Vince.
Uh-oh.
There's no room for that letter.
It's a V, because it starts with a V.
It's the wrong letter.
Shit. All right, well, you guys, good night and good chins.